Again, I received a question saying, why do you go on and on about peace of mind? So I said, I don't. The Buddha himself has said, samsara is dukkha and nirvana is shanti. So don't blame me. When Ramana Maharshi was asked, how does one know that a sage is a sage? His reply was, by the degree of peace you feel in his presence and the sense of respect that you feel for him. Peace. But it's too simple. So what sitting in meditation does, sitting in silence specifically, and allowing whatever arises in terms of thoughts to arise, is one taps into witnessing. Just like witnessing the cars on the street going by. Without judging the cause, without judging the thoughts. Because it is the me which comes in through the back door and says, I should not be thinking this. So true meditation is just sitting and witnessing whatever comes. Even if the mind runs away with the thought and one realizes, oh God, I was thinking about this problem. At that moment, when the realization has happened, the involvement is cut off, which is also not your doing. At a certain point in the thinking, the realization came, I was involved, which cuts off the realization. Then you're back to the moment. This process permeates daily living. That is why sitting in silence has tremendous benefits, because then one starts witnessing whatever transpires in life during the course of the day. Witnessing happens more and more. Rather than getting embroiled in the experience. As Maharaj said, a wedge is put between being and experiencing.